Santa Claus is coming to town. Or is he? There's a shortage of actors who play Santa at malls and company parties during the Christmas season. But the Kringles we spoke with say, have no fear, Santa will be there.
The Christmas community is a microcosm of the overall community in the U.S.
Tom Carmody is a Santa from Westminster, Colorado, and founder of the Rocky Mountain chapter of IBRBS, formerly known as the International Brotherhood of Real Bearded Santas. He told us last year he started going down virtual chimneys, making video calls with children because of the pandemic, but this year there's more demand for in-person visits.
So, you know, even though we are still getting some cancellations because of the influx or the uptake of the COVID-19 virus and the mutations that thereof, we are still maintaining a pretty good appointment base.
Carmody says some Santas are sitting out this year, fearing COVID-19 still makes appearances too risky. That means people like him are busier than ever, bringing holiday cheer to families that felt cooped up in 2020.
I have six different country clubs that I'll be doing this year. And I've had to bring in some extra Santas to help. So doing not as many home visits as I had in the past. But if you include the video, I have 2 days off between now and Christmas Day.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Ed Taylor is founder of the Worldwide Santa Claus Network. He's known for portraying Saint Nick in the Los Angeles area, and he's also appeared in commercials and on TV. Today, he says most of his fellow Santa's schedules are packed tighter than a stocking on Christmas morning. Many, like him, are still doing virtual visits from their ho-ho homes.
I've been doing the video and the virtual visits for many years. I think I started in 2011, doing some via Skype and that sort of thing. But I've transitioned to doing all virtual visits.
Taylor finds families like virtual visits because they can spend more quality time with him and don't have to wait in long lines with tired kids. Remote work is nice for him, too. He used to have a long commute to his TV gigs. Presumably, the reindeer appreciate a break, too. And like many remote workers during the pandemic, he's relishing extra time at home with the little elves in his life.
The COVID kind of shut down the entertainment industry work, and I have two young grandkids who actually are in the other room. You might hear them any moment now, but my wife and I, Mrs. Claus, and I care for while their parents are working. And so it was just a wonderful thing to stay home. It was, and the time was right. It just worked out.
So whether you see a professional Santa in person, on a screen, or not at all this year, there's one thing all those Santas want children, and children at heart, to know. The real Santa is still making his list, checking it twice, and readying his sleigh for Christmas Eve. Again, Santa Tom Carmody.
So even if we can't hug each other, that's not going to stop Santa from doing what he loves to do, and that's to bring a smile to their faces, bring joy to the world, and to give everybody hope that we will at some point in time return to normal.